WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I have my mask because we're in the city. We're at Fells Point. We're at the Chop Tank. We're down here 5 feet away from Dionysos, where I had my first illicit beer, Moby's, which is in Rodo's, all the places I was. But we're right on the square. Ron Furman and his wife, Gail, joining us from Max's. We've had great, great guests here today. Storytelling from Tony Tochterman as well. We're going to be next week on Wednesday at Lexington Market at Fadley's, having a crab cake there. Love Fadley's crab cakes. Never a bad day to get a Fadley's crab cake, no doubt about that. Friday, we're going to be at Nick's Grandstand Grill in Timonium. And then on Wednesday the 17th, we will be with the mayor, Brandon Scott, over at Coco's, having a crab cake with Marcella. Mayor Dworkin and I have been friends. When I had Ron Furman on, he was talking about he almost bought the bar that became Red Fish that is now the Catania. And I said, Oh, Weber's on Boston. He's like, no. I'm like, yeah. And I looked over and I saw you, and I'm like, Weber's on Boston. You're like, yeah. And I'm like, I met you there. That's where I met
that
you.
That is where we met.
That's where I met you. So that had been 94, 95?
Well, let's not
that?
Throw numbers out.
Well,
now.
Where was it? Well, I'm trying. But you were working for Damien Bohager.
And I was working between Bohager's and Weber's, booking events. You're right.
Absolutely. Yep. I just told Ron the greatest rock and roll triumph of my life wasn't interviewing like David Bowie or Robert Plant or Billy Joel, none of that. The greatest rock and roll moment of my life happened on stage at Bohager's when I sang three songs with the Smithereens.
You did?
You weren't there that night.
No, I was there, and then Bare Naked Ladies played, and you were there for a lot of the shows.
I was there. The night the Smithereens played there is not the night I'm talking about. Cheap Trick played there, too.
Yeah.
The Smithereens, they were playing I want to say Shriver Hall, maybe, or the 8x10. They were playing a different place. They were there eating crabs with me.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we were friends. It was when Steve Cochran, the late, great Steve Cochran, had the crab deck going on there with Damien, and we went down there to have crabs. And the band that was playing, the guy from the band, the drummer, I ran into him the last 6 months. And he knew that, he told me, he's like, you sang with the Smithereens. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Dude, how does he remember? He's like, I play drums. And I'm like, you know, so this is 30 years ago,
that's
though,
so
right?
Crazy.
Yeah, what are you doing besides the farm? Merritt does the farmer's market down here. And look, well, I'm Wise Market sponsored. I do a lot of shopping of produce. Anyone that knows me and my wife knows we go to the farmer's market in the city. We've been going for 15 years. We do buy some produce, but I get my delicious muffins down there. Sometimes I get some pie from Rodney. Sometimes I get some fresh mushrooms from the folks up in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Or I buy the Bartenfelder's corn. I love supporting local. There's nothing more farmers local than a farmer's market, and you run it down here. So I just want to give you a little oxygen and give some love to your community down here. They flooded last week, and it sucked.
It sucked, but you know what's crazy? I also live down here in Esther. So I live at the other end of Thames Street, however you want to pronounce it. People do have their ways.
Is there an official way?
It depends.
I called it Thames forever because I'm from Dundalk, but then I went and saw the River Thames, and, you know, so I'm going to Thames Street Oyster House. I'm going down to Thames Street.
Let me tell you, last week it was the Thames River. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, fair
it was
enough.
Legit the Thames River because it was all flooded. But it's
well,
stopped.
I love Nancy Longo. You know,
oh,
I love
amazing.
You know. But that area down there is just it's the news puts it on before it starts raining for crying out
but
loud.
But that's where I live, and I lost everything in Isabel in the same building, Thames Point Apartments. I've been there forever. Same, like near Red Star, diagonally across from Red Star.
I know where you are. You're right by the water.
Uh-huh.
Which is great. Every day it doesn't flood. Which is great for like 3 years and then ish happens.
You know what's crazy though? It's not the rain. It's the moon. If it's a full moon and it's the winds that combine with the surge and all of this comes together because on the side of a meteorologist, clearly. But, you know, I watch weather constantly.
I know
of the
that song, you know. Oh, shame on the moon. Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Nice voice. Well done. Yeah, so
there's two versions. There's the Rodney Crowell version, which is more country, and then there's the Bob Seger version.
Okay, that I love. Well, I love Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger,
but I love country.
Ugh. You know what? I was subjected.
And by merit.
Like, I'm not going to talk bad about Silver Spring Mining Company because I love Gary, but they play country music there. And I was there yesterday. I sent a text to my wife. I was sitting at the bar. I had a delicious crab cake, but I had the hot turkey, mashed potatoes, and green beans. When that's on, it warms my heart. It was cold. I'm in White Marsh. So I got it, and I'm sitting there, and it was just like one country song after another. And the thing about country music to me is it all sounds like the same song.
Is it pop country or old country? I like pop country. The newer country that's coming out.
It's terrible. I really hate country. I was subjected to it for like 45 minutes yesterday, and I couldn't shut my ears off, and I couldn't leave. And the food was good, and I love the food. But like, country music will chase me. I will not sit in a place with... I just don't like it.
That's
okay. I'm not trying to be mean.
Hey, I'm not a huge into heavy metal. I get it.
Well, I wouldn't subject it to it. You know what I mean?
Well, they should mix it up a little bit on the playlist because of exactly what you're saying. But
what do you like? Give me a couple of country artists. Like, which ones do you like?
I like following the new ones that are coming, breakout stars from like TikTok and Instagram. Those are the ones I'm following. But I love Kenny Chesney. I like Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallen.
You got the fever. Yeah, yeah.
I love Blake Shelton.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I love Kate Brown.
I hate it all. I mean, I wouldn't listen to any of it.
It was nice to see
you. My life would depend on it. I went to see Kenny Chesney at Meriwether one night, and Sugarland opened up. I mean, I should say...
Come on, that's fun.
I don't use the word hate very often. I don't like it. I mean, I'm not being mean. I just...
Do you like Jimmy Buffett?
Love Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, it's along the same genre.
No,
Kenny,
it's not. It's
Kenny
like
Chesney
Buffett.
Copied Jimmy. Then
yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Zach Brown Band? It's all beach.
105.7 copied me. I don't listen to them either.
It's about being in the vibe, the chill beach vibe. That's how country, pop country is to me. It's not as depressing as back in the day, like your grandma
played
died and killed your dog.
The roots, showed up and moved. By the way, I love Garth Brooks.
Hello.
I don't listen to his music. I like him, but I wouldn't.
Lady A, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson.
My wife likes Lady A. Keep going. Which one do you?
Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood.
Saw Carrie Underwood
Shania
with the Stones
Twain.
One night. Shania, now. Bum, 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 bum. Ooh, yeah, I like Shania okay, but she was married to Mutt Lange, so, you know. Mutt produced Black and Back in Black.
Oh, he did?
They're...
Right.
Estranged,
right.
You know.
Estranged.
But, yeah, they're estranged. Yeah, but Back in Black was produced by Mutt Lange. Mutt Lange produced Def Leppard, Pyromania, or Hysteria. Yeah.
Keith Urban's now country.
So,
Darius Rucker's now country. Hello.
No,
you met him at Bohagers. I know you did.
I had Mark Bryan on a show last month. What's that? You want a drink?
No, just an iced tea.
You can have all you want. Have another one. We drink on the program.
Cheers.
We're fine. We're sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. It is. We're letting ourselves play. Merrick Dworkin's my guest. She does the farmer's market amongst
and
many
others.
And
I like
others.
To play.
And we're talking about country music. I can't believe this has devolved on a Friday afternoon into this. Because I was just talking about Max's with Ron and all the great bands that were there. Keith Urban. I like Keith Urban. I do.
See?
I like Brad Paisley. No bueno.
He's a little... I agree. I agree with that. I do. There's some that
so
I love.
His wife and I once, I've never told this story in the air.
Ooh.
His wife and I were at, you know, it's Friday afternoon when I'm telling these stories. You
He's
know?
Spilling the tea.
I'm spilling
Spill
the tea.
Spill it.
I'm spilling. Let me have a drink on this one. Well, I saw her on TV this morning or yesterday morning because Lester Holt was in Nashville at the Ryman. I love the Ryman Theater. I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry, but I've been to the Ryman Theater. I saw Bryan Adams there.
Oh, wow.
Yep, Nashville.
You're down.
You know, Nashville plays a lot of rock and roll. Like, when you're there, it's country and, like, all that. But it's a rock and roll place, you know.
Yeah.
I had Mark Bryan on. The Darius Rucker, the wagon wheel thing, no. I'm not. He's playing. He's doing his country thing again. I'm a Hootie guy. I'm not a country guy. And I've admitted that to Mark. I had Mark on the show a couple months ago. No, it's not my thing.
It depends. Like, I love Nashville, but I met Kid Rock there.
He's rock and roll.
Yeah, he's 100%. He bought us a beer. He was so chill and so cool. And then he grabbed the mic and sang with the band. And then he just...
Rocked the mic at the top of the Four Seasons.
This was at some, like, honky-tonk.
Right.
In
well,
Nashville.
They all have a honky-tonk there now, right? All the country stars?
I mean, yeah.
Have a place?
You're right.
I
like doing
Nashville.
The residency.
I'm just not... Yeah, yeah. I'm not... I can't subject myself to country music. I would never choose to listen to it. I would never choose to listen to it. I am subjected to it enough that I... Know that I would never choose to listen. I said to my wife, I text her, I'm like, God, she plays the adult alternative, like the channel.
Oh, okay.
And some of it, kind of, like Brandi Carlile sucks. I agree. That's not my thing. But, you know, the Killers are on. There's bands I like, and Dawes played last night in Harrisburg. I like music. I like good music. You know, I love Duran Jones and the Indications. They're like a soul band.
Never heard of them.
Drummers from Baltimore. They took his lessons in Mount Washington.
Wow.
Duran Jones and the Indications.
Like Johnny T. Johnny Tsimakas drummer. Like that talent.
I would say that Aaron Fraser, that is his name, Frazer. He is. Google him. Duran Jones and the Indications. They got a hit called "Witch You." It's a disco song, but they're not a disco band. So. The country thing, Keith Urban, you know, I'm okay with that. But Brad Paisley and Keith Urban, they remind me like of each. They're in the same thing. Brad Paisley married the actress,
yes.
Kimberly Williams. That's her name.
So cute, yeah. Kimberly Williams.
So she did my show in 1999. No, it was 2000. In Wisconsin, or Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. I was doing a charity function, and it was and she was there as a celebrity, and she did my show, and she just didn't like me, you know
what
I mean? Like, I don't know, it was like she got mad at me. We were talking about like sports, and like she had dated Pete Sampras, and like
she got
somehow
mad at you for what?
I brought it up, like I was asking the questions I asked her, and this I was being, because I knew she dated Pete Sampras, and I knew that they weren't together, and I wasn't trying to be insensitive.
Right.
I said, it's a sports show. I said, I bet you've been to Wimbledon and French Open. And I, like, wanted to talk to her about that.
Right.
And she had a handler and, like, it didn't go. And I had a boss at the time. And I'm not used to having a boss. So, like, and she was pissed off. And I didn't, like, and I apologized. I'm like, look, man, I'm not, like, the kind of guy that would be that kind of guy. I mean, I'm just not. I'm not here to be Barstool Sports. I was just trying to, like, make conversation with her. But, you know, Nasty Nestor and all that.
Why was she mad?
So, I don't know. Listen, Merritt, I've been doing this 30 years, right?
I can't
believe
that.
And I've pissed people off. Ask the Angelos. That's fine. But when I piss people off, I usually don't care. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like you deserve whatever I said and whatever I weigh, and my assessment was fair and honest. And if fair and honest offends you, then you're probably in the wrong place. But I would never try to hurt a girl's feelings.
Let me ask you this.
Know me a lot. I mean, I just would never, ever do that. So
no.
I really upset her, and I apologized, and it wasn't good enough. We moved on. It was great. But I see her on TV 20 years later, and she's married to Brad Paisley. And I always say to my wife, I'm like, oh, I really pissed her. And I don't want to be Me Too and be insensitive, but I would say what I said was not offensive in the general sense, but I apologized. I tried, but then she married the country guy, and now I have another thing going on with Brad Paisley, where I'm like, I offended his wife at one point on the radio, and I haven't offended a whole lot of people without meaning to. You know what I mean? If I offend you, okay, fair enough, then be offended. But I was insensitive when I shouldn't have been. So.
Well, you speak truth, but here's the thing. If she's famous and she's got a handler and she's got a publicist and all this, didn't they give you like a tech writer, catering writer, a verbal writer that says what you can and can't ask?
I would never accept that.
Right.
I would never put her on the show.
I would think that Pete Sampras...
If you gave me a list of shit I can't talk about, I'd say you're not doing the show.
You'd be like,
today.
Well, then I'm just going
to
be...
Then I'll talk to Dr. Ron Furman. I'll wait for Ed Lauer to show up, you know?
Come on, Ed.
Exactly. I mean, I just wouldn't do that. But this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're in Fells Point, and Will's been the dude here all day. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, man. Appreciate it. This is the Chop Tank Crab Cake, and they call it the One Star. I think that's an inside joke from the Baltimore Sun and the cold French fries.
Oh, that's right. That's
I love
right.
the French fries here, so I'm eating them. So they have that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Alex, I love you. Appreciate it. It's all good.
It is amazing. Their crab cakes are so good.
So, you know, I want you to talk about Fells Point a little bit while I have the crab cake out.
Do you have your fork?
Throw me a fork. I want to have that. Looks delicious. That's a remoulade. I'm going to be all about that.
Ooh, fancy remoulade.
I'm going to have some ketchup on my fries. So give me a Fells Point primer. You've lived here, been flooded. I mean, you say you were flooded in Isabel. Isabel moved me downtown. I was flooded in White Marsh during Isabel.
And they moved you over there?
Well, I mean, my basement flooded. I had $20,000 of damage, and I'm like, all right, it's time to go.
Yeah.
I just got married.
Right.
And it was a basement I was never in, but it was finished. And now it's unfinished. Right? So
100%.
So I'm like, and the house was worth, you know, a lot more than I paid for it. I'm like, all right, fix it, sell it. We're going to move downtown. We moved downtown in 03, right? And this flood was September of 03. I don't need to tell you when it
September
was.
September
19th. There you go. I know exactly when it was.
Yep.
So I got married in July of 03. My wife moved down in August. September we flooded, and we closed on our condo on Black Friday. We closed in 2003. We're on the 23rd floor.
Yep.
We can't give our place away. Please buy it from Jeff Mueller. I've just kicked 50 grand more off it. Please take it.
Crab cakes. Can you throw in crab cakes? You might have a hit.
Free tickets to an Oriole game of your choice. There you go. You see, help sell cars back in there. Help Dennis sell cars over cruise. I've been coming to Fells all my life. I talk about Dionysos. I talk about Rodos. I have never had mussels and Berthas. Swear to God, it's true.
That's a must.
I never ate a meal in Jimmy's in my life. I just wasn't here at 8 in the morning with Ron Matz doing the, you know, Manic Monday meltdown. But I've been everywhere in this area, bar, all, you know, sang at Ledbetter's at 3 in the morning with the Smithereens, drank at the Horse with Eddie. I've been at the Cats. You know, give me a little primer on Fells, because Fells gets a rap. Fells gets a, all the news, all of that. I love Fells Point. I love coming to Fells Point. I have 99.9% really positive vibe about Fells Point.
Good.
During the plague, I walked down here and stood out in front of Admiral's Cup every Saturday and watched Eddie play on the balcony. I think
that was the best thing.
We probably did that 30 times during the plague last year.
I saw you there like once or twice.
A bunch, right?
Yeah.
Put our pictures up. Baltimore Positive is here because of places like Fells Point and the importance of Fells Point. So while I'm eating the crab cake, you're going to talk about how great Fells Point is.
I have no problem talking.
Go for it.
Okay. Enjoy your crab cake.
I'm going to have some French fries.
Okay, you do you. Uh-huh. And I'll do your show. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Merit on WNSG. Here we go.
Okay. Thanks for having me, first of all. But I love this neighborhood. Back in the day, I didn't know where I wanted to move. I was living in Mount Washington. I ended up here, thank God.
Where are you from originally?
Baltimore. Mount Washington, Pikesville area.
Where'd you go to high school?
Pikesville.
But you're from Pikesville. I'm from Dundalk. Okay. I won't hold it against you. You don't hold it against me. All right.
I embrace it.
We met in Canton, so that's fine. We met halfway. Talk good.
We sure did.
We met in Canton.
So I live down the street, and I love living down here. Watching it grow, watching all this growth and the movement as I've watched it from across from the Red Star, that union where Union Wharf apartments are, that was an open air parking lot back in the day.
Well, how about the homicide set
now the Pendry.
That's now like incredible, right?
I mean, beyond.
Incredible, right? World,
yes.
World class. Admiral Fell, world class, you know, literally.
Well, I think that's what the misconception is, that people don't realize there's so many hidden gems and some not so hidden gems in Fells Point, all walkable, all relatable, all comfortable, all welcoming, honestly. And I'm not just saying
Tony Tochterman was here and spent his whole life
him.
Here, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, Tony said, this is, you know, it's the Ron Furmans that have been here for 3 decades. Tony Tochterman's been here for 100 years, three generations of family, right?
And
Sue Casa, you know.
Oh, my God.
Had a head shop, has a furniture shop.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Furman's music, no, we'll do beer. Great. You know,
but Berthas amazing
is still
beer.
Here.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Patrick Russell comes down with Cooper and his dog, and then, you know, next thing you know, we're doing tacos and burger trucks and Slancha. And so I've seen all of this happen around here, and I'm not going to let somebody come in and take the reputation of it away and especially its potential of what it's been in the past and what it will be in the future.
It's going to keep growing, and that's how I started the farmers market, is because exactly what you're saying. First of all, like, there are so many, I've worked for hotels, I worked for Hard Rock, I worked for Bowhagers, a lot of places doing events and marketing, and this area, Fells Point, is and should be a destination. So
you want to bring people out.
Absolutely.
My friend Nancy Hafford, who I had on up at Nacho Mama's when I did the show a couple weeks ago. I mean, I love Nancy. She's Chamber of Commerce. Feet on the street. That's her Friday night. The feet on the street.
I love that.
Feet on the street. You want to have people out. You want to feel that vibrance. You want to feel safe. You want to feel comforted. You want to feel welcome. You want to shop. You want to walk. You want to get some chocolates. You want to get a candy apple.
You can get that all literally right here in Fells Point. We have all of that within walking distance. You can go get sushi. You can get steak. You can get seafood. You can get crabs. You can get oysters. You can get, honestly,
get
Max.
Get crab cake at the Chop Tank.
Crab cakes the best. They're so good. Oysters. Chop Tank has incredible food. I mean,
I almost got the oysters Rockefeller at lunch.
Oh, so good.
I got the chicken. I got some little fried chicken because I love it.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I was eating that over there. It's delicious.
I need to get you to Bertha's to try those mussels at once. Just once. They're so good. You'll go
back
to
I'm going. I haven't been yet.
Oysters. Like, this is so cute about this neighborhood, too.
I've never had a lobster roll at the 10th Street Oyster House.
Outstanding.
Everybody tells me.
Also, the oysters in front of Cooper's every Saturday and Sunday, a dollar oyster.
I've shucked there.
Huge. You've shucked there?
Well, no. I mean, because Eddie, Saturday, I've gotten those oysters.
Aren't they amazing?
Yes.
So where else can you go? So Fells Point is a neighborhood, but it's your neighborhood. It's not just a neighborhood. It's like we hopefully make it your neighborhood. So the farmer's market is every Saturday morning, and it's from 8 until 12:30 until, you know.
I was going to ask when it starts. 8 o'clock. Okay.
Winter hours. We were open last year because COVID.
How many vendors?
We're at 60 right now.
That's good.
Yeah, started 10 years
ago. I mean, how many could you have? I mean, the square's only so big.
It's getting a little tight.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have 100, I don't think, right?
No, definitely not 100.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Well, I mean, then you're...
And we're... I mean, honestly, my focus is to keep people... And I announce it every week, every single week when I'm live, and I go live every morning to let people know that we're awake.
I see you.
You do? Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm
commented.
A goof on it because I'm on adrenaline, not even coffee at that point, to get my vendors pumped up and excited.
Well, I know there have been some mornings where people leave trash out here and you're pissed about that, and we're trying to fix that.
I was quietly upset about it because I felt like, but it was resolved. I mean, the city came together, the neighborhood came together.
Good. And that's down here in June when everybody was pissed off, and I'm like, good, then that means people come together and they'll fix it. That when people are mad, they get solutions. When you're in pain,
right.
Trust me with my back, that's a Tony Robbins thing. When you hit the pain threshold, you will find solutions.
Plus, I've always lived by proactive, not reactive. So, and I'm a tourism person all my life. So hospitality and tourism. I want people to keep coming to Fells Point. This is my neighborhood. This is everyone's neighborhood. This is what we should be known as. So if I can get people started here in the morning, and trust me when I tell you, so many people that don't live around here come here because they heard about Fells Point, or Max's is a great example. They hear about, they've got to get to Max's. They got to try their beer. They have so many beers on tap, which is good.
Or Atlas Open the Chop Tank, or the Sagamore,
that's what I'm
or the
saying.
Pantry.
All the growth.
Sure.
All the growth here is exactly where I was leading. Then the Chop Tank, then the Pendry. I mean Pendry, then Chop Tank. I mean, as we continue to grow, and you know, the Wharf Rat was just sold, which is a mainstay, but it's going to be fantastic.
I saw that
the new owner.
Day. Yeah.
She's going to kill it. And the character, Fells Point, you can't get anywhere. It doesn't exist in other neighborhoods. The Belgian blocks, even though people call them cobblestones, they're huge. They're
Belgian blocks?
Belgian blocks.
I've never heard them called that.
So they were, when the ships would come in back in the 17th, that's why we started the market on the square, is because when the ships would come into port and the sailors could have like a day or two break, they would walk around and they would start throwing the Belgian blocks off to lighten the load of the ship. So when they went back out to sea, it wasn't as heavy.
Okay.
Interesting.
Belgian blocks.
That's
not good for my back right now. You know, I have this.
Can't ride on no dogs.
Yeah, that's the worst thing in the world. So I'll be making the right hand turn before I get down to Thames Street. Merritt's Working. Tell somebody about the festival or the
farmer's market.
Farmer's market, where they can get the details.
Okay, the details, first of all, while you're enjoying that, one more quick fun fact for history. Mm-hmm. All around this awesome area, but mostly around Broadway Square, on the curbstones that are the original curbstones that were hand-poured in the 1700s, those are, you can find them in front of all the shops and up to Max's, I believe, and up to Bertha's.
What was the first bar next to Jimmy's? Is that right? Was that the oldest bar?
It used to be, the Whistling Oyster.
The Whistling
no,
Oyster.
No, the Horse is the oldest bar.
The Horse is the oldest bar, okay.
Or Judah's. I gotta fact check on that.
Hey, I hear Duda's has a great crab cake.
They do.
So,
there you go.
See, I know. Listen, when you're doing a crab cake tour,
you know where to go.
I can only do one at a time, you know?
And if you don't know, somebody will tell you. Trust me.
I've been looking to do something with Alex and the folks here. They opened one of my neighborhood watershed, obviously Bygone and all that stuff. But I've never been in and done anything with them, so today's my first day, and Billy Irby's been great to me here.
Billy's amazing. The whole staff. That's amazing.
Well, and this is part of this was a beaten up parking lot. I mean, Patrick Sutton was here first. He began the show today.
Patrick's amazing.
So talking about designing and the natural things that already exist in Fells Point, and then building from that. I mean, as I said to him, we have an asset here that no one. Baltimore's an asset that no one.
Yeah.
That's not like any other place. I've been talking about crabs and crab cakes and like. Something we have that nobody else has and doesn't do as well as we do and couldn't
Never.
Do as well. And that's That's the character in the chart. I keep looking at the turn of the century picture.
Isn't this
here.
The coolest?
I want to show everybody that's looking. This is on the wall here. It's a turn of the century.
So crazy.
Look at Baltimore, and it's just, I'm sort of obsessed with looking at it. I thought I'd be looking at the wall all day, but I just keep, like, looking at the what was the Maryland Bank Tower that existed at the turn of the century.
Oh, yeah, that's a shot tower, and then
and obviously,
power plant.
That's the Hard Rock.
There's
Pier 6. What the hell's going on over there?
Who was playing then, I
What's
wonder?
A gravel company at Pier 6? It's a gravel company, I swear.
That's why we started the farmer's market, exactly what you're saying. On Broadway Square, to bring history repeats itself, be part of it. Those numbers that are stamped in the curbstone, it'll be like 523, then 524. They were for the farmers that would come in from Pennsylvania all over the area. Like,
that was their stall.
And I would say, Nestor, your stall number 524.
Stall. I got it right. Okay.
Yeah. And so you would come in and you would back it up. And Bond Street was Apple Way. So everyone that was selling apples, farming apples and harvesting apples, would be on Bond Street. So all these, it's really cool how it all intertwines and interconnects. And I think I know that's what makes Fells Point a unique neighborhood, and obviously the crab cakes. But the farmers market, the whole being for that was to start getting people down here earlier in the day. And let's start in Fells Point. And then we have so many phenomenal restaurants and boutique shops and incredible little...
Stay for lunch.
Stay.
Right.
And I say that every week on the video. So people stay. Or if you can't stay, you need to run your stuff home, come back. We'll be here. But all these restaurants and bars... I mean, during COVID, we really did our best to try and let people know that we're still... That's why we went through the winter.
Well, I love your advocacy. You know, people see that about me, that I love the city. And when people who love the city, who have a voice, or with other people who love the city, who have a voice and have connections, that's community. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us special. We don't have
community.
You don't have that in New York. You don't have that in a lot of places where there is no community. We're real community here.
No, I love that you said community because I live in this community. I work and I play in this community. And then... It hurts.
Well, I live downtown. When people shit on Baltimore, it bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
And I don't like it. And that's why I've started what I started, and that's why I'm sitting here right now and saying, I'm eating a crab cake at the Chop Tank. Come on down and join us, right?
It's so good.
I haven't had it yet.
Eat it. Take a bite. Let me
see. All right, so I did 42 crab cakes in 30 days in August, right? And it's several places.
Wow.
I would get two, or I would go to two different places in Solomon's Island or whatever because I was only there for one day. Maryland Lottery has decided to sponsor the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, Let Yourself Play. We're doing these every Friday, but I'm mixing in some Wednesdays. And then my 30th anniversary is next month. We're going to start that off on the 9th of December. My anniversary is the 13th. The 9th, we're going to be at the Beaumont in Catonsville. He's putting a crab cake on the menu special for Christmas. So we'll be there. Next week, we're at Coco's on Wednesday with the mayor. Friday, we're at Nick's. And then next Wednesday, we're at Fadley. So we're getting all over the city. But the crab cake thing, every one of them's different. Like, I can see green in this crab cake. So I can see that it looks like there's some parsley in this.
What else?
I don't know. I haven't tasted it yet. I can see that it's... this is a beautiful crab. I want to show you something.
It is really pretty.
So... My favorite crab cakes are broiled on the top, and then there's some sort of concoction or butteriness that would create a little bit of caramelization underneath to make it crispy. I like a crispy crab cake.
Me too. And broiled.
Yeah. See, crispy to me, I'm from Dundalk, is fried.
Right.
But I love fried. I love fried everything. I got French fries. I know this is going to be good, but here we go.
It smells good.
Oh, that's delicious. Mmm.
Is it spicy?
No. And I have this argument with a lot of people.
You don't need
it
sauce.
It is not Old Bay forward.
Okay.
But it is slurry forward. I mean, I definitely, it has flavor. It's got a sweetness to it. A little salty. But not as Old Bay forward. The Old Bay's on the top. It's not in the inside.
That's good.
And I like that. I like sometimes a little butter crust or whatever. But everybody makes a crab cake different. I've never had one just like this. This has a lot of parsley in it.
Do you feel that you need to use the remoulade, or no? It's got its own flavor, holds its own.
No, I mean, remoulade's a unique thing. So one thing I learned, you're from Pike, so I'm from Dundalk. When I was
broiled, fried.
Fair enough.
Right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
No doubt. Right. A lot more Old Bay on the east side. A lot more Old Bay. And I grew up poor, Dundalk. We would have claw meat or special meat. And one of the things you would do with it, because it wasn't jumbo lump, you know. Jumbo lump didn't come around to the 80s, really. I mean, I talk to the Fadley's folks about this all the time, the history of it. And the back fin meat and all that. we would put a lot of Old Bay and celery seed. I thought celery seed was in every crab cake. And I taste a little celery. If you have Old Bay in your cake, you have some celery seed in there without knowing it.
Really?
I had a restaurant say to me, we don't put any celery seed in our crab cake. I swear to God, I went out and I popped one in my tooth in the car. I tasted the celery seed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Old Bay has it in it. But in Dundalk, my mom would use mayonnaise, mustard, Worcestershire, a lot of Old Bay. I mean, it was an Old Bay type of thing. So I don't want to say it kills the flavor, but
it's
overwhelming.
It's an overwhelming
flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But the condiments, cocktail sauce, people would say, well, that's ketchup. You put it on a cheaper crab cake. Fair enough. I've eaten cocktail sauce on crab cakes most of my life on a fried crab cake in East Baltimore. Not as much lately because I've gotten a better quality of crab cake and my palate's changed a little bit. And I kind of want to eat whatever's in front of me. Every place I went on the tour, they served a crab cake with tartar sauce.
And
I'm like, no, what? I don't know anybody who's like a remoulade, great.
Yeah.
Cocktail sauce, fine, mustard on crackers. That's a total East Baltimore thing. Fried.
It's like a
Connie. Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like at Memorial Stadium when I was a kid, they served packets of mustard and crackers, and that's my mommy. A cheaper crab cake. You wouldn't do that with a $50 crab cake.
No.
But with a cheaper, like a Connie. Right, exactly.
Right.
So remoulade is such a New Orleans thing. And Mother's gave me a remoulade. Now, they're serving a remoulade here. And this is a very yellowy kind of remoulade. It's not like orange. I always have tried the condiment with every crab cake. I'm going to. But I hate tartar sauce.
Well,
and I could not believe that people serve. I said to them.
I don't like it either.
This is a Bourdain thing. Every restaurant server that serves the tartar, it comes back not used.
Of course.
These restaurants are throwing out. We're wasting a lot of tartar sauce in this state. I'm telling you.
Save the tartar sauce.
Throw it away. Yeah. I don't, nobody wants it. And then lemon or not lemon, whether it's a lot of places. I was at Silver Spring Mining. They serve the Old Bay on the side in a little cup. And you know, as like a side thing. And then I've seen all sorts of sprinkles. I guess the point is they're different everywhere. This is a really delicious crab. It's really good meat in this. I can taste the freshness of the meat. And that would be the first thing I would say.
And I'll tell you, a pound of crab meat right now is off the charts expensive. So
this is a very
that
similar,
is all lump.
This is a very similar recipe to an Angelina's. It's one of my favorite styles of crab cake. It's not overwhelming with the Old Bay, but it's very, very flavorful and very sweet.
Is it?
Sweet, very sweet, yes.
And if you taste the remoulade, I always taste the remoulade first with a fry.
All right, remoulade. Should I go fry remoulade?
I would try fry first to see if you like the flavor.
Oh, okay, because I don't want to wait. All right, let's see. And this is a chunky, this is a homemade remoulade.
Oh,
this is,
definitely.
This is serious.
They don't mess around here at Atlas Chop Tank. You know that.
Mayonnaise-y. Garlic. Delicious.
Garlic?
Yeah. Maybe it's the fry, but winner. Chop Tank dinner. Merritt Dworkin is here. The farmers market's on Saturday. Is there a website to find you? Or?
There is. So we're on Instagram. Can I tell you while you're eating what we have?
Sure. Go for it.
What you eat.
Plug your sponsors and I'll eat my crab cake.
I don't have sponsors.
All right. You have stall members.
I have vendors. Correct. I have stall members.
They are your sponsors.
So you're back in the 1700s. I love how your mind works. So we have everything from literally fresh seafood. You can grab breakfast, you can grab what we prefer. I mean, obviously, we tell people to go to the sit down and eat in restaurants here.
We got muffins?
We have donuts that are made on the spot. Mm. They come off a conveyor belt, hot little mini donuts.
Apple cider?
We have apple cider. We have all fresh produce.
I'm in.
Fresh bacon. And now we have a new vendor that's mushroom, the King Oyster Mushrooms, and now he makes it into bacon, essentially. You fry it up and it literally tastes like bacon. So for vegans, vegetarians, that it's amazing. So we have plant-based foods there too, and most of it's grab and go. We really have pulled back on a lot of the other vendors that used to be there to make it grab and go because of the pandemic, so people could grab it, take it home and cook it up, or put it in the freezer and save it for later, and then come back out and enjoy Ed Lauer playing on top of the rooftop or whoever playing where.
If Ed Lauer's on the roof, I'm here.
I'm right next to you.
You stood me up today.
I know.
Lauer. Come on, dude. Come on here. I thought we were bros, bro.
Just kidding. So we're open. You can find us on Instagram, Fells Point, or FP Farmers Market, and Fells Point Farmers Market, and then on Facebook as well.
I decided I like the remoulade.
See, it's good.
It's really good with the crab cake. It's better with the crab cake than the fries. The fries need ketchup.
No, really?
Mm-hmm. I'm a ketchup guy with fries.
But these, like the garlic aroma coming through hot.
All right. You've been to Ocean City before, right?
Yeah, Thrasher's.
I did the show. Second day of the Crab Cake Tour, August 2nd. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm with, the guy's name is Les. I'm Ness. He's Les. His card says Lord of the Fries.
Stop it.
So Les is my friend now. And Les screen roomed me before we sat down. He played that Kimberly Williams shit.
Oh, my God.
So he said to me, you can't talk about ketchup, mustard, or condiments. He sat down. It's all I talked about. So I spent 30 minutes talking about it.
Reverse psychology on Esther. Everyone got that?
I went down the beach in August, or later in the month with my wife. The third weekend of August, mm-hmm. we were down there. I took my wife down, and we're boys now, you know. So, I mean, but I kept kidding him. I kept talking about ketchup, because I love ketchup. And you know they have malt vinegar, right? It's apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is what they use, not malt vinegar.
I didn't know that.
It's apple cider vinegar at Thrasher's.
What?
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that.
Check it out. So, because a lot of places serve the malt vinegar. So he told me that his family never liked ketchup, so they never served it. And I'm like, dude, you could charge a dollar more. You can make another $1 million. We don't do ketchup. And it was like, you know, it was sort of Seinfeld soup night stuff. So I was giving him a hard time. And when I saw him in August, 3 weeks later, I'm like, Les, next year we're going to talk about gravy. Gravy on fries. Got to do gravy.
Oh, you have to.
That's an East Side thing.
I've been there.
Listen.
On the East Side.
Andy from G&A, and I'm going to have a crab cake with Andy as well. Andy's moving his location out to White Marsh.
G&A?
G&A Coney Island Hot Dogs. Highland Town.
No,
G&A, they've moved. They've been in Highlandtown for 100 years.
Oh, wow.
So Andy moved his business to White Marsh. He's about to open up. He would tell you that his place was the first place to serve French fries and gravy. He would tell you that gravy and French fries began at his place.
Is that true?
I don't know. I believe it.
Okay.
He never lied to me before.
Let's do it.
Merritt is here. Come down and enjoy the farmer's market. We are in Fells Point. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I am playing right now. So this is a problem. I'm going to leave you with this. All right? I got to go. But I got half a crab cake here, and I can either eat it and tell my wife, really good, honey, or I can put it in a box and take it home and say, this was really good.
Give it to her.
Well, I don't want to insult management here when I take half a crab cake out. They'll think, a couple weeks ago, somebody's like, it was Nacho Mamas. I was with Jen Fedeli.
Yeah.
I love her. I talked to her the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I only, at the end, she was doing the show with me at the last segment, and I left half the crab cake. She's like, you don't like the crab cake. And I'm like, man, this is like that song, Rapper's Delight. He's just being polite. He ain't finished. That's bull, you know? So... I don't like country music, but I like rap.
That's not country.
That's rap. So this crab cake here, and I told her the crab cake at Nacho Mama's was very scunny to me because I love scunny, right?
Yeah.
It tasted like, and I told her, and this is not an insult. I said I've had 1,000 crab cakes. It tasted like that crab cake was picked by hand. And Scunny dumped a bunch of Old Bay on it and then just picked it up with his hand the way they do at Chaps with the pit beef and just picked it and
went, yeah,
because it tasted like crabs. You know, it just tasted like you were eating crabs. Okay. So it was crabby and Old Bay-ish. And she's like, you don't like? I said, I like them all. They're crab cakes.
Right.
They're all different. This is a way different crab cake.
So what are you going to do with this? You're going to take it home to Jen?
I'm going
to
eat precisely 51%.
Why 51%?
Because 49 would be admitting that she's in control.
Jen, I got your back, girl.
That's delicious.
Take control.
Merritt's here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is done for a week. We're doing two next week. I'm chewing my food and being rude. It's Remoulade.
It's okay. I'll take it from here. No, I'm just kidding.
Remoulade's good. Go with it.
Come see us at the Fells Point Farmers Market. Stick around this amazing neighborhood and eat, drink, and be Merritt. Just kidding. Is it really that good?
Next week, it's really the Remoulade's really good with it. The Remoulade is incredibly complimentary. You should not eat this crab cake without trying the Remoulade.
So Get out.
The Remoulade's really good. It's appropriate. It's paired.
Okay.
And what I told Jen at Nacho Mama's, and this is a pairing thing, I didn't drink a beer like a Natty Bow with that crab cake. So pairing things as I get older with my palate... Like, these French fries need ketchup. And I would tell Les at Thrasher's that. I would tell Alex, I like ketchup on my French fries. I just do. These French fries...
They're not garlicky?
No, they're delicious. They need ketchup. I love ketchup, though. this crab cake is great with the remoulade. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm Nestor. We're signing off because I got to go eat and take my wife home a crab cake. Stick around. Luke is covering all things Ravens. It is a short week with the Miami game. I'm not going to Miami. I'm going to Chicago next week. Don't ask me why I'm not going to Miami. It involves my back and the inability to lay on a beach right now. You have
damn
a nice tan, though. I wish I had your damn tan. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Fells Point and crab cakes at the Chop Tank.